Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Royals Radio Network.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yeah, so much to discuss after that one today. Welcome on in. Royals win 11-7, the final score. They even up this three-game weekend set in Queens, evened up at a game apiece, setting the stage for a dandy Sunday morning beginning at 11:30. Cole Reagan's on the hill right here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals win. Bounce back after last night's five-run loss. Bounce back not just by winning this game, but bounce back after Alec Marsh gives up three runs in the first inning. A 35-pitch first inning. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Hoping you jump in early, because this game had a lot. I could talk at you for quite a while. I'd much prefer to talk with you. But with this win today, the Royals' record is now 10-5. They're the first team in the American League Central to reach double-digit victories in 2024. I have a question I want to pose as it comes to Salvador Perez. Big day today for Salvi, 2-for-5. Home run number 250 in his outstanding career. A two-run blast in the fourth inning, just two runs after he drove in two others with a two-run single in the Royals' three-run second inning. 913-586-7610. We'll get to your phone calls coming up in just a moment, and I'll pose that question about Salvador Perez in just a moment. But he was the story of this game today as he flips the game and the momentum with that second inning two-run single. If you missed the start of the game, you missed most of it. Royals jump out to a 1-0 lead as Nelson Velasquez with a two-out RBI knock to left puts the boys ahead early. But as I mentioned, Marsh gives it right back in the third, gives it right back in the first by allowing three runs in the opening frame. Marsh falls behind each and every one of the seven batters he faced in that first inning, and he paid dearly for it. So after that tough loss last night, Royals jump out to an early lead only to see their starting pitcher give it all right back. But nobody's hanging their head. There is no moping. Salvi won't allow it. Salvi comes through with the two-out, two-run single to score Dairon Blanco, to score Bobby Witt Jr. And the Royals take the lead, and they never look back. 913-586-7610. Alec Marsh gave him a chance. John Schreiber bails out Matt Sauer. Nelson Velasquez, as I mentioned, putting the boys on the board with a big two-out knock. Bobby Witt Jr. speed on display. Nick Lofton executing the game plan, executing what was needed at the dish in almost every single one of his trips to the plate. Garrett Hampson, do what you do. Why are you on this team? To make the routine defensive play, to cause havoc on the base paths, and to give me fundamentally sound approaches at the dish. Give me quality at-bats. Garrett Hampson does just that today. Hunter Renfroe drives in a pair. The defense was spotless. Royals now 4-1 when committing fewer errors than the opposition. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. 7610. I have a question about Salvador Perez. I'll get to it in a moment. But Phil in Shawnee, hitting leadoff on a Saturday afternoon. Phil, appreciate it. How you doing?
Good. Can you hear me, Vern?
I got you, buddy.
Hey, there are good things all over the place. The Royals are now, I believe, 8-1 in games where they score at least 4 runs during a game, which is impressive. Also, you've got the idea that in the last 9 games where they've gone 8-1, no pitcher, no starting pitcher has walked more than 2 batters during his at least 5. They only walk one. We cannot discount Lofton, who we were kind of on his case a week ago. He has 3 RBIs in 3 different situations. Down 0-2, comes back with the bases loaded for the walk that makes the game 3-2. He has a single that puts the Royals ahead 5-4 later, and a sacrifice fly that also adds to the lead. So everybody is contributing. As long as they don't walk people and they get contributions from everybody down the line, it's just going to look great. Our good friend Bobby Witt Jr. now has 44 total bases. Let's keep track of that during the season. The major league record is 457.
Phil, fantastic phone call. You are welcome on this program all season long. Terrific. Statistics, observations, analysis. I have nothing to add. Great phone call. My game notes, and shoot, Phil's game notes, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Colton, who's in Mission. Colton, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to talk about something you said a few days ago about Nelson Velasquez, if he's a pure hitter or more of just like a slugger. And from what I've seen the last few days, beginning of the season, I should say, I think he's a hitter, man. He's going with the pitch. When it's pitched outside, he's taking what the pitcher's giving him. He's working full counts. I just think he's really improved over the offseason, and I really like the start that he's off to.
I'm with you 100%. Thanks for the phone call, Colton. Nelson Velasquez today, 2-for-5, drove in the first run and scored the 10th run for the boys in blue, scoring on Hunter Renfro's 2-run double in the 6th inning. Nelson Velasquez, with that first inning RBI knock, extended his hitting streak to 7 games. Nelly hitting .407 over the course of this 7-game hitting streak. Thanks again, Colton. Text lines there for you as well, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Phil with, as I mentioned, many great points. The point about limiting walks for this rotation goes hand in hand with the 10-5 record, because everything this rotation does is directly tied to the 10-5 record. The reason why the Royals right now have the best run differential in Major League Baseball, still +38. The reason why we have the nice things that you and I have, and when I talk about nice things, I mean the feelings, I mean the optimism, the way that you and your friends talk about the Royals. The reason why we feel that way is because the starting pitching. And Phil, as you know, you're not a good starting pitcher if you're issuing free passes. You're not going to last deep into the game. You're not going to give your team a chance to win. Occasionally, you'll be able to wiggle out of a jam here or there, but they're going to come back to bite you. In fact, the only walk that Alec Marsh allowed today turned into a run. In fact, Royals issued a grand total of 3 walks. Matt Sauer issued 2. Alec Marsh with 1. A 9-pitch battle with Brandon Nimmo, the leadoff hitter. First man that came to the plate against Alec Marsh today drew a 9-pitch walk. But yeah, Matt Sauer walked two in the eighth inning. No surprise, Matt Sauer gives up two earned runs as well. 913-586-7610. Royals rotation with the performance today of Alec Marsh. Four runs and five innings of work. Team's ERA, the rotation's ERA, swells to 2.63. A 2.63 ERA from this rotation. And in my opinion, we're now 15 games in, and the starting pitcher has given you a chance to win in all 15. Was I thinking that was going to be the case after Alec Marsh's 35-pitch, 3-run first inning? No. No, I wasn't. I was hoping he would get you through four and cheering for him to get you through five. Well, he certainly did that. 35 pitches to get through the first. He needs 12 in the second, 15 in the third, 15 in the fourth, 13 in the fifth. Alec Marsh with a professional outing. He picks up the win. He's now 2-0 on the season. Marsh with two strikeouts and one walk. We'll get to the text line coming up in just a moment, 913-586-7610. But we go back to the calls and we head out to Lawrence. Brett, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 11-7.
Yeah, dude, what a game. Thanks for having me on, Vern. Love that. I had a question for you. How much more or how many more games do you think we can win in with double-digit scoring?
A ton. If they score double digits, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah. If they keep scoring, how many games do you think we can continue this going forward?
Well, they've already had five games this season with 10-plus runs. That's the most in Major League Baseball. So Amazing. Once every three games, they're scoring 10 runs. I'm not going to extrapolate that out because I don't think they're going to have 54 games in which they put double digits on the board.
Right.
But, you know, right now they're, I think, top 10, top 12 in runs per game, just about 5.5 per game. If they can keep that up with, you know, this starting rotation, there's no reason why they shouldn't be at or around 500.
Yep.
All right. That was the right answer then, it sounds like. All right, terrific. Appreciate the phone call, Brett. I don't know if he was being sarcastic. I hope they continue to score double-digit runs every third game. That would be fantastic. It would also be fantastic if they maintained a sub-3 ERA in the rotation. But I don't think that's going to continue. Honestly, guys, we can go to any facet. I talked about the defense. Case can be made the defense, once again, was a deciding factor in this game. Now, Nick Lofton makes a very nice play that could have saved a run, could have saved the game in the eighth inning. Meanwhile, an error from Starling Marte in the fourth inning, case can be made it lost the game for the New York Mets. A 4-4 game. He drops that fly ball off of the bat of Bobby Witt Jr., who cruises around the bags, ends up at third with only one out. Nick Lofton plates him just three pitches later, and the Royals go up 5-4. The game would never be tied again. So offensively, putting up numbers. Starting rotation has given you a chance to win each and every game so far this season. A defense, again, 4-1 when you have fewer errors than the opposition. Statistically, you look at the analytics. Royals are one of the five best defensive units in the game. On the base paths. Royals are 20 for their last 21 stolen base attempts. They've been successful in each of the last 13. And then out of the bullpen, John Schreiber looks like a quality fireman, and James MacArthur looks like a quality closer. 15 games in, a record of 10-5, the best run differential in Major League Baseball. You can try to nitpick, but you're just telling on yourself. You're just exposing yourself as someone that doesn't understand. In my opinion, you're exposing yourself as someone that doesn't understand that this is a game of failure. And there's always going to be negatives here and there. So I'll reiterate. It certainly appears as if this team has what sustains. What sustains over the course of 6 months. What sustains over 162 games. And that is stability in the rotation. A few fearless arms in the bullpen. Speed on the base paths. And a defense that makes the routine play. Royals look to take the series from the Mets tomorrow afternoon. 12:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. Cole Ragans. Man, what a spot for Cole Ragans tomorrow. Not just to win the series, but with this team in New York, the media center of the world, the center of the baseball world. Right, Major League Baseball headquarters in New York.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
New York City. More media, a bigger crowd than the Royals are going to play in front of for quite a while. That game tomorrow. Cole Ragans right now has some of the best odds of winning the American League Cy Young. Bobby Witt Jr. has the second best odds of winning the American League MVP. Go put a show on tomorrow in front of the New York spotlight, in front of the New York cameras and the press box at Citi Field. Go put a show on in front of the city that never sleeps. And you'll see the attention Bobby, Cole, and this team are receiving. You'll see it double. It'll go to another level, and the bandwagon will really start picking up. Royals win 11-7. They lose by 5 last night. Quick turnaround. They get right back at it today and flip it on its head. Alec Marsh picks up the win. The Royals bullpen combines to throw 4 innings of 3-run relief. You know, Angel Zerpa got tagged by Pete Alonso. Matt Sauer got tagged by Starling Marte. Nick Anderson throws a clean 7th. John Schreiber cleans up Sauer's mess in the 8th. And as I mentioned, James MacArthur shuts the door in the 9th. We'll get to your phone calls. And I got a question about Salvador Perez for you. In your lifetime as a Kansas City sports fan, who has meant more to you than Salvador Perez? 913-586-7610. George, Len Dawson, Patrick Mahomes. Who is it? Who's meant more to you, the Kansas City sports fan, than the great Salvador Perez, who today became the 12th catcher in baseball history to reach 250 home runs? Again, the phone number, the text line number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We hear from you after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Ball in the left field, a base hit. Blanco scores. Here comes Bobby home to score. 2 more runs score, and the Royals take a 4-3 lead.
All right, that's Steve Stewart on the call. That was Salvador Perez's 2-run, 2-out single in the 2nd inning. Put the Royals up 4-3. Salvi drove in four. Nick Lofton plated three. Hunter Renfroe put two on the board for the boys in blue. And they beat the Mets 11-7, the final score, setting up a dandy tomorrow with Cole Ragans on the hill. Some of your responses already coming in. I was curious, who in your lifetime as a Kansas City sports fan, who has meant more to you than Salvador Perez? Who do you rank above the great number 13? Seeing Derek Thomas from the 913, Mahomes from the 816, Mike Sweeney from the 913, nobody, George Brett from the 910. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Salvi plates four. He now has 15 RBI this season. That's tied for fourth best in Major League Baseball. 15 games in, Salvi's played every single one of them. OPS of 915. Batting average 333 for the 33-year-old catcher. Let's head out to Virginia, talk with Jacob. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Jacob, go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing A-OK, man. Hey, I got a twofer for you. So, first off, you were saying that Cole Ragans is going to have a big stage tomorrow, right? I think there were like 25,000 in attendance today.
Yes.
Is there going to be more fans in the stands in one game in New York than all three combined in Chicago? Because, man, it's looking bad there on the south side.
I wouldn't go. I love baseball, but there's nothing on that White Sox team I would want to watch outside of Garrett Crochet, and he pitched today.
True. Listen, the only thing on the White Sox I'd watch is on the IL right now, I'm pretty sure.
Right, 100%.
But, sorry, my real question is, are you hitting the panic button on Michael Garcia as the leadoff guy yet?
No, are you?
I'm close. I'm close. I ain't there yet, and an 0-for-6 performance today certainly doesn't help matters. But, I mean, he showed us he could do it last season, and he's had good spurts this year, so maybe it's just a rough stretch, you know?
That's what I'm chalking it up to, Jacob. Thanks for the phone call. To me, the reason why I don't want to go over it too long. I want to get back to the phone calls, but I talk so much about the deep end and how important the first 2 months are and maintain through May, because if they maintain through May, I have to believe that these hitters will all have that stretch where they find confidence. They'll all have that stretch where they answer the question that they ask themselves in their quiet moments. The doubt that they have will hopefully be diminished by a stretch where they find confidence. That's the only way I think this team's able to maintain through May. They have the pitching, they have the defense, but we know you're going to need, you got to score some runs. We all understand that. Now, Vinny started off the season slow. Yeah, an 0-for-6 is rather glaring. Michael Garcia, 0 for his last 12 with a walk. But like you mentioned, Jacob, at this point of the season, I tend to rely on track record. Now, Michael Garcia doesn't have the largest track record, but Michael Garcia was the third guy that I gave a passing grade to in last year's evaluation season. Garcia passed my evaluation by the end of July last year. And then he didn't maintain in August and September. You know, the OPS had a slow decline near the end of 2023, but his ability to post, his ability to remain confident, even when the offensive numbers weren't there, he wasn't bringing it in the dugout, he wasn't bringing it to his defense, he wasn't bringing it in the clubhouse. To me, Michael Garcia is a pro, and you give pros time. That's my opinion. Jacob, always nice hearing from you. 913-586-7610. More answers coming in of who you would put ahead of Salvador Perez as far as what they mean to me, the Kansas City sports fan. No one. Yordano Ventura, Derek Thomas, Patrick Mahomes, more George Brett. By the way, Vern, Bobby Witt Jr. is hot on Salvi's tail right now from the 913. Yeah, Bobby Witt Jr. continues to put up eye-popping performances. Today, he's 2-for-5 with a walk, scores 4 runs. Bobby's the first Royal ever to have 2 games in which he scores 4 runs in a 3-game span. Joel Goldberg tweeting that out. Bobby picks up his 3rd triple of the season today, a 1-out triple in the 5th inning. He came around to score on Nick Lofton's sac fly. Bobby leads Major League Baseball in triples. 4 runs gives him 17 runs scored on the season. Only Mookie Betts has more. Bobby Witt Jr. today, his 8th multi-hit game, which matches Shohei Ohtani and Stephen Kwan for the most in Major League Baseball. From the 816, shout out to Matt Quatrero with the all right-handed lineup against Sean Manaea. Great move, Skip. I'll tell you what, 15 games in, it certainly appears as if Q has his finger on the pulse of that clubhouse, of that dugout, of that team. Pulling a lot of right strings, hitting a lot of the right buttons. Glad you guys are recognizing that. 913-586-7610. We go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Max in Kansas City. Max, you're on the post-game show. Oh, we lost Max. How about Sean in Grandview? Sean, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals take care of the New York Mets 11-7, our final score. Go ahead.
How you doing, Vern?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing good. I got a couple names for you. How about Tom Watson? Great
legend.
Golfer, 5 British
yep.
Open titles. And you got to go George Brett ahead of Salvi. How about Joe Delaney?
Okay.
They both, now I'm a little bit older than most, but George Brett was my hero growing up, my brothers too. Joe Delaney, I mean, you can't say enough about the guy.
Hero.
And Tom Watson put Kansas City on the map as far as golf goes. Salvador Perez, I love him. My mom loved him. Everybody loves him. His smile, the way he plays the game, his enthusiasm. But if you go by the metrics, I don't even know if he's a Hall of Famer.
No, I think he needs to reach 300 home runs and needs to catch another 5 years before he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes. Yeah. And 5 years, I mean, that's a long time.
Yes,
still got
it is.
5 years to go in my eyes. But, I mean, that's a good question. And he is, I mean, I love Salvi. He's the picture of the two World Series teams and, you know, MVP 2015, I think. So,
yep.
I don't know. I think we're missing Tom Watson, though.
No, hey, it's your list. There is no – I'm asking the question, who has meant more to you as a Kansas City sports fan than Salvador Perez? I appreciate your input, Charles.
Man, you
or excuse me, Sean.
Yeah,
say it
you
again.
Oh, you got a great show, Vern. We listen
to
you all the time. I'm actually not from KC. I moved to Springfield, so I only get to listen to you every now and then. I'm at my sister's now, but – my brother listens to you every day, and you got a great show, man.
Well, I hope you have that Odyssey app. You can listen to the post-game show anywhere so long as it's working properly.
Yeah. I always try to listen to the games. The post-game's a little tough down where I live. But
I got you.
Anyway,
I got you.
That's my 2 cents, sir.
Perfect. Thank you very much. 913-586-7610. From the 913, yeah, Vern, if Salvi gets to 300 home runs, he's an absolute lock for Cooperstown. Ryan from Olathe points out that Salvi is just 67 home runs away from matching George Brett's franchise record. Vote for Denny Matthews. Right. To me, I mean, growing up, that's how it would be for me. The voice, the radio voice of my baseball team, the voice that I snuck under the pillow. Growing up in Michigan, it was Ernie Harwell for me. That's someone that tugs at the heartstrings. But Salvi's energy, Salvi's joy, Salvi's leadership, his relentlessness, his fight, all of those things tug at the heartstrings for me. Now, Salvi's one of those guys, one of those ones, as they say. You always think of the Joe DiMaggio quote when they ask, how come you play so hard, Joe? Well, you know, there could be a kid out there that's never seen me play before. That's how Salvi plays. And I think that, well, I know, that's all any of us want from our athletes. 913-586-7610. We go to Golden, who's on 610 Sports Radio after the Royals take care of the Mets 11-7 to even up the series. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I got you.
I got a question. So our pitching staff is fantastic, but what if we went out and got Trevor Bauer? I know that he's like blackballed by the MLB, whatever, but I mean, honestly, for league minimum and everything, what do you think about that, Vern?
Well, let me ask you this real quick. Do you think that would cause any disruption in the clubhouse, that kind of attention and the scrutiny that that would bring?
I would think that if you're, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a Major League Baseball player. I play ball all over the place. But I think that if you got a guy like that, which, yeah, he makes his YouTube stupid videos, whatever.
Okay, but I'm asking, do you think they should bring that into the clubhouse of a team that is 10-5?
I see what you're saying, but if they're professional baseball players, I think they would kind of like the – I mean, he's not Salvi, but he's – you know what I'm saying? He's a rambunctious something that can throw a lot of pitches. And I'm not saying put him in our starting lineup, our starting pitching rotation.
Well, if he's not a starter, there's no reason to take all that on. You appreciate the phone call. Yeah, no. If you're saying he's not even a starter, no. For a bullpen arm to bring in that kind of a headache. What was the quote that Bobby had? The vibes are good. There's just no way the vibes would be good if you bring in someone like Trevor Bauer. No. No, I don't see that happening. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Charles in Kansas City. Charles, you're on 610 Sports Radio.
Hey, good afternoon. When I was younger, I really liked Dennis Leonard and Paul Spiro for the Royals. They were workhorses.
Yes. They don't make them like that anymore. Well, they don't ask pitchers to do that stuff anymore, Charles.
No, and 20-game winners, we could count on that every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, 20-game winners, 250 innings, a handful of complete games. Yeah, it was a different sports. That were players that were paid differently, and you know, analytics weren't even really a part of the game back then. So these guys all faced a lineup a third time. You're not going to see that very often in 2024.
Yes.
Appreciate the phone call, Charles. Text line is open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Nick Lofton, 2-for-3 today with 3 runs driven in. He made the New York Mets pay in a big way. Carlos Mendoza made him pay for working around Bobby Witt Jr. with 2 on and 2 outs. Now, I understand why the Mets decided not to pitch to Bobby Witt Jr. I would not have pitched to Bobby Witt Jr. Royals at this point were trailing in the game 3-1. 3-1 Mets, top of the second inning. Runners on second and third, and the Mets work around Bobby Witt Jr. to load the bases for Nick Lofton. Lofton falls behind in the count 0-2. Battles back to draw the walk, plate the second run, and set up Salvador Perez's 2-run, 2-out single that gave the Royals a 4-3 lead. Lofton came up again in the fourth inning with Bobby Witt Jr. on third base and singled to left. And then he came up in the fifth inning with Bobby Witt Jr. on third base and hit a sacrifice fly to center field. Again, 2-for-3 today for Nick Lofton. He's now 5 for his last 14 with 5 walks in that stretch. Another tip of the cap to Matt Quatrero, who for the second time this season puts Nick Lofton right between Bobby Witt and Salvador Perez. Lofton destroyed left-handed pitching last season. And then you put him between Bobby and Salvi. Yeah, he's going to see a few tasty offerings. played a solid second base as well. Again, you can look at all 13 of these position players. They've all had their moment. They've all had their game. To do that in the first 15 is remarkable. To do that in the first 15 when you had so much uncertainty in this lineup coming into the season, invaluable. It's why I've been in such an outstanding mood of late, because 70, 80, 90% of my concerns with this team, what made me nervous, what made me think, oh, it could be another disappointing season, had to do with the offense. And would these searching, young, inexperienced hitters that haven't played a meaningful game outside of the month of April, would they find the confidence? Would they find the answers they were searching for in the first 2 months of the season to allow this team to maintain through May? Now, Michael Garcia, to me, answered a lot of his own questions last year and this offseason. Bobby Witt Jr. answered some questions right out of the gate as he immediately put himself at or near the top of the MVP race. I think Nick Lofton had a nice moment today. Proved something to himself with that performance and that walk in the second inning. Salvi's checked all the boxes. Nelson Velasquez, you know, when he's hitting his head on the pillow at night, he feels great right now. He's answered the question of, no, I'm not just a slugger. I'm an everyday guy. I'm an everyday hitter. I'm an everyday run producer. I wasn't sure coming into the season. 15 games in, certainly not a large enough sample size to completely check that box. But in his head, in his quiet moments, oh, that box is checked. Garrett Hampson, where do I fit in? Can I be a part of this championship team, this playoff team? Answers, yes. Freddie Fermin, Hunter Renfro's had his moments. Dairon Blanco's the best pinch runner in Major League Baseball statistically. Vinny's had his moments. MJ's off to a great start. Kyle Isbell's doing what he's supposed to do. Play an outstanding center field and execute a time or two at the dish. Royals win 11-7. They're the first team in the American League Central to reach double-digit wins. And they have Cole Reagans on the hill tomorrow. So yeah, we're feeling good. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
This ball is hit hard into left. Hampson rounds third. Here he comes to the plate. It's 8-4 Kansas City. And Freddie Fermin has a hit. He's 1-for-3 and an RBI. Nicely done.
Wyatt Thompson, nicely done. Voice of the K-State Wildcats filling in this weekend for Jake Eisenberg. Once again tomorrow, it'll be Stu and Wyatt, Royals and Mets wrapping up a three-game series at Citi Field, and then it's off to the south side of Chicago to open up a three-game set with the White Sox. Royals win 11-7. Freddie Fermin, one of five Royals to drive in runs today, joining Renfro, Salvi, Velasquez, and Nick Lofton. Everybody in the starting lineup outside of the leadoff hitter scored a run today. How about that? Michael goes 0-for-6, but hitters 2 through 9 all score at least one run. Bobby scored 4 just to show off. Royals win 11-7. Hey, good news from Omaha. Michael Massey. As you know, he wasn't on the opening day roster because of lower back issues. Massey played second base on Tuesday, DH'd on Wednesday, got back at second base with the Storm Chasers on Thursday, so played 3 straight days, took yesterday off to see how the body responded, and he's right back in there today, manning second base, 2 doubles, 2 runs scored, a walk. He's hitting .444 in the 4 games since joining AAA Omaha. Would not be surprised to see Mass join the big club coming up on Monday when they open up that series against his hometown White Sox. don't know what happens. I don't know who's out. It seemed as if it would be Nick Lofton. I still believe it's going to be Nick Lofton, but boy, what a day Nick Lofton has put in the brain of J.J. Piccolo and the rest of that front office. Again, Lofton, two singles, three RBI, and a walk today. Interesting decision. Glad to see that Nick Lofton's making it at least a conversation. A caller mentioned earlier that we were discussing Nick Lofton and struggles early on. I can speak for myself. When I spoke about Nick Lofton, it certainly wasn't with disappointment. The only disappointment I had was I really expected Frazier and Lofton to make it difficult for Massey to get this job back. But the way that Mass is hitting right now in Omaha, with the way and the lack of production that this team has received from the second base spot over the first 14, now 15 games, I think the path back to the big leagues has opened up for Massey, although Nick Lofton's trying to clutter that path just a touch. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Royals win 11-7. Let's go to Nick in Lenexa. Nick, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, is Nick Lofton a white guy? Is he related to Kenny Lofton?
He's not. Spells it different, too.
Oh, my bad. Okay, Kenny Lofton was the man. I'm sure Nick Lofton is just as fast and all that stuff.
No, but he's not.
What I want to talk about is, whenever 2013 and 2014 came along, you kind of got those little fuzzy feelings and stuff like that, man. But we didn't have the start that we had with those two seasons. Like 2014, we were kind of a little scrappy and stuff like that. Especially in 2015 too, we were scrappy as all could be. Now, like, I don't know, what are you feeling with this? Like with this team? Like, are you feeling this is like the year of the team? Or are you feeling like this is like still like? Like, I don't want to say like a building year, like, you know how we normally say a building year, but like a legit building year, like 2013 was when Billy Butler was still like chugging down like barbecue sandwiches and stuff like that. Like, is this
he
like
stayed
is this
chugging
like,
barbecue
is
sandwiches?
Like
that never stopped.
Year?
Appreciate the phone call, Nick. No, I understand what you're getting at. Save you the rest of the one-liners you got written down. No, this isn't a rebuilding season. I don't believe you go out and spend $100 million in free agency if you're just looking to rebuild. No, the Royals are trying to compete into the later summer months. I think that's the goal, is to have a competitive product on the field into July and August. That's my expectation. Because, again, you have what sustains. So long as they stay healthy, you have a starting pitching staff that's going to give you a chance to win, a chance to be in 70 to 80% of your games. You have a few fearless relievers, a defense that makes the routine play and speed on the base paths. But my mantra, my hope hasn't changed. Said it since the calendar flipped to 2024. Maintain through May. Stay afloat in the deep end. Don't drown. Doesn't look like they're going to be drowning anytime soon. They got a nice, healthy backstroke going. Looks like they could do this for months. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. And this rotation, so long as it can stay healthy, brings the type of stability that we haven't seen since those 14-15 2016 seasons. Let's go to Walker in Kansas City. Walker, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, what's going on, man? Feeling
what's
excited,
up, dude?
Brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey, dude, this town for the past couple of years, the phrase has been, how about those Chiefs? But, man, how about those Royals, baby?
No doubt.
I'm getting excited for baseball in KC again, brother. I mean, it's exciting. question on I agree with what you said, not a rebuilding season. My question for you is, I've been kind of thinking about this the past couple of days at the, because I heard your post-game comments, I don't remember what it was, a couple of days ago, that this is a potential team where maybe we're not getting picked off of at the trade deadline, but maybe we're the ones that are doing the picking. Who do you think, or what? Where is the hole in this roster that if you were playing GM, you know, where is that piece that you think we can make an upgrade at the trade deadline? And do you think the Royals will be massively active at the deadline, or what's your read on that? I know it's very, very early.
Very early. I know, Walker. It's way too early, man.
Pardon being that far ahead, but, dude, I'm excited, man. I think the Royals are in for a very special season. I guess if you had to answer that question, what's your hunch right now? Thank you.
I got you. Thanks for the phone call. You should be excited. Maintain that excitement. I've surprisingly been asked this question a bunch. For the first 15 games, man, you guys are ready to tear it apart or, you know, add to it. I mean, ideally, these are the 26 guys you play with all season, right? If I had to add something to this team, the answer is always pitching. So I would I would add another reliever, another starter. Yeah, make your pitching better. But I'm going to give you the answer I've given everybody, Walker. I'm sorry. Bring this back to the show when an injury befalls this squad. But until then, I'm not trying to move anybody out or replace anyone. Do I expect them to be active at the trade deadline? Again, man, I want them to maintain through May. Now, they're off to a great start. I can understand how some of you think, Vern, we're done with that. It's about the playoffs. It's about winning the division. I can't get there yet. I can't get there yet because of what I just mentioned. We haven't seen this team get dinged with injuries yet. I hope it never happens. But it's already crushed Chicago. I mean, they probably were going to stink regardless. But they've lost their three best bats already. They're cooked. They're done. Minnesota might be done. Carlos Correa, Royce Lewis, banged up. Going to be out at least, what, a month? I know they're trying to tell you it's good news on Correa. It's an oblique. That's not good news. Minnesota's offense might be cooked. The depth of this Royals organization will likely be tested. Let's see how they handle that first test. You know, maybe Daniel Lynch shows up and shoves. Maybe Chris Bubich returns and pitches well. Drew Waters, Nick Prado, Michael Massey. I'd like to give these guys a shot before we go outside the organization and part with a prospect or two. Walker, I love where your heart's at, though, man. I love the way you're thinking. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to Jack, who's in Buckner. Jack, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Was the Royals even up this series with the Mets, winning 11-7?
How you doing, bud?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Just sitting out here in the front porch. It's getting sunny.
Yes, it's getting warm.
Getting warm. I tell you what, it takes a lot of guts for the Royals. I wanted to see if they lost a game, if they could come.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, analytics weren't even really a part of the game back then, so these guys all faced a lineup a third time. You're not going to see that very often in 2024.
Yes.
Appreciate the phone call, Charles. Text line is open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Nick Lofton, 2-for-3 today with 3 runs driven in. He made the New York Mets pay in a big way. Carlos Mendoza made him pay for working around Bobby Witt Jr. with 2 on and two outs. Now, I understand why the Mets decided not to pitch to Bobby Witt Jr. I would not have pitched to Bobby Witt Jr. Royals at this point were trailing in the game 3-1. 3-1 Mets, top of the second inning. Runners on second and third, and the Mets work around Bobby Witt Jr. to load the bases for Nick Lofton. Lofton falls behind in the count 0-2, battles back to draw the walk, plate the second run, and set up Salvador Perez's two-run, two-out single that gave the Royals a 4-3 lead. Lofton came up again in the fourth inning with Bobby Witt Jr. on third base and singled to left. And then he came up in the fifth inning with Bobby Witt Jr. on third base and hit a sacrifice fly to center field. Again, 2-for-3 today for Nick Lofton. He's now 5 for his last 14 with 5 walks in that stretch. Another tip of the cap to Matt Quatrero, who for the second time this season puts Nick Lofton right between Bobby Witt and Salvador Perez. Lofton destroyed left-handed pitching last season. And then you put him between Bobby and Salvi, yeah, he's going to see a few tasty offerings. Played a solid second base as well. Again, you can look at all 13 of these position players. They've all had their moment. They've all had their game. To do that in the first 15 is remarkable. To do that in the first 15 when you had so much uncertainty in this lineup coming into the season, invaluable. That's why I've been in such an outstanding mood of late, because 70, 80, 90% of my concerns with this team, what made me nervous, what made me think, oh, it could be another disappointing season, had to do with the offense. And would these searching, young, inexperienced hitters that haven't played a meaningful game outside of the month of April, would they find the confidence? Would they find the answers they were searching for in the first 2 months of the season to allow this team to maintain through May? Mikel Garcia, to me, answered a lot of his own questions last year and this offseason. Bobby Witt Jr. answered some questions right out of the gate as he immediately put himself at or near the top of the MVP race. I think Nick Lofton had a nice moment today, proved something to himself with that performance and that walk in the second inning. Salvi's checked all the boxes. Nelson Velasquez, you know, when he's hitting his head on the pillow at night, he feels great right now. He's answered the question of, no, I'm not just a slugger. I'm an everyday guy. I'm an everyday hitter. I'm an everyday run producer. I wasn't sure coming into the season. 15 games in, certainly not a large enough sample size to completely check that box. But in his head, in his quiet moments, oh, that box is checked. Garrett Hampson, where do I fit in? Can I be a part of this championship team, this playoff team? Answers, yes. Freddie Fermin, Hunter Renfro's had his moments. Tyrone Blanco's the best pinch runner in Major League Baseball statistically. Vinny's had his moments. MJ's off to a great start. Kyle Isbell's doing what he's supposed to do. Play an outstanding center field and execute a time or two at the dish. Royals win 11-7. They're the first team in the American League Central to reach double-digit wins. And they have Cole Reagans on the hill tomorrow. So, yeah, we're feeling good. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
This ball is hit hard into left. Hampson rounds third. Here he comes to the plate. It's 8-4 Kansas City. And Freddie Fermin has a hit. He's 1-for-3 and an RBI. Nicely done.
Wyatt Thompson, nicely done. Voice of the K-State Wildcats filling in this weekend for Jake Eisenberg. Once again tomorrow, it'll be Stu and Wyatt. Royals and Mets wrapping up a three-game series at Citi Field. And then it's off to the south side of Chicago to open up a three-game set with the White Sox. Royals win 11-7. Freddie Fermin, one of five Royals to drive in runs today, joining Renfro, Salvi, Velasquez, and Nick Lofton. Everybody in the starting lineup outside of the leadoff hitter scored a run today. How about that? Mikel goes 0-for-6, but hitters 2 through 9 all score at least one run. Bobby scored 4 just to show off. Royals win 11-7. Hey, good news from Omaha. Michael Massey, as you know, he wasn't on the opening day roster because of lower back issues. Massey played second base on Tuesday, DH'd on Wednesday, got back at second base with the Storm Chasers on Thursday, so played 3 straight days, took yesterday off to see how the back, how the body responded, and he's right back in there today, manning second base, 2 doubles, 2 runs scored, a walk. He's hitting .444 in the 4 games since joining AAA Omaha. Would not be surprised to see Mass join the big club coming up on Monday when they open up that series against his hometown White Sox. I don't know what happens. I don't know who's out. It seemed as if it would be Nick Lofton. I still believe it's going to be Nick Lofton, but boy, what a day Nick Lofton has put in the brain of J.J. Piccolo and the rest of that front office. Again, Lofton, 2 singles, 3 RBI, and a walk today. Interesting decision. Glad to see that Nick Lofton's making it at least a conversation. A caller mentioned earlier that we were discussing Nick Lofton and struggles early on. Well, I can speak for myself. When I spoke about Nick Lofton, it certainly wasn't with disappointment. The only disappointment I had was I really expected Frazier and Lofton to make it difficult for Massey to get this job back. But the way that Mass is hitting right now in Omaha, with the way and the lack of production that this team has received from the second base spot over the first 14, now 15 games, I think the path back to the big leagues has opened up for Massey, although Nick Lofton's trying to clutter that path just a touch. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Royals win 11-7. Let's go to Nick in Lenexa. Nick, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, is Nick Lofton a white guy? Is he related to Kenny Lofton?
He's not. Spells it different, too.
Oh, my bad. Okay, Kenny Lofton was the man. I'm sure Nick Lofton is just as fast and all that stuff.
No, he's not.
What I want to talk about is, whenever 2013 and 2014 came along, you kind of got those little fuzzy feelings and stuff like that, man. But we didn't have the start that we had with those two seasons. Like 2014, we were kind of a little scrappy and stuff like that. Especially in 2015 too, we were scrappy as all could be. Now, like, I don't know, what are you feeling with this? Like with this team? Like, are you feeling this is like the year of the team? Or are you feeling like this is like still like? Like, I don't want to say, like, a building year, like, you know how we normally say a building year, but, like a legit building year, like 2013 was when Billy Butler was still, like, chugging down, like, barbecue sandwiches and stuff like that. Like, is this,
he
like...
He stayed
is this
chugging
like,
barbecue
is
sandwiches.
Like
that never stopped.
Year?
Appreciate the phone call, Nick. No, I understand what you're getting at. Save you the rest of the one-liners you got written down. No, this isn't a rebuilding season. I don't believe you go out and spend $100 million in free agency if you're just looking to rebuild. No, the Royals are trying to compete into the later summer months. I think that's the goal, is to have a competitive product on the field into July and August. That's my expectation. Because, again, you have what sustains. So long as they stay healthy, you have a starting pitching staff that's going to give you a chance to win, a chance to be in 70 to 80% of your games. You have a few fearless relievers, a defense that makes the routine play and speed on the base paths. But my mantra, my hope hasn't changed. Said it since the calendar flipped to 2024. Maintain through May. Stay afloat in the deep end. Don't drown. Doesn't look like they're going to be drowning anytime soon. They got a nice, healthy backstroke going. Looks like they could do this for months. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. And this rotation, so long as it can stay healthy, brings the type of stability that we haven't seen since those 14-15 2016 seasons. Let's go to Walker in Kansas City. Walker, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, what's going on, man? Feeling
what's
excited,
up, dude?
Brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey, dude, this town for the past couple of years, the phrase has been, how about those Chiefs? But, man, how about those Royals, baby?
No doubt.
I'm getting excited for baseball in KC again, brother. I mean, it's exciting. Question on I agree with what you said, not a rebuilding season. My question for you is, I've been kind of thinking about this the past couple of days at the, because I heard your post-game comments, I don't remember what, a couple of days ago, that this is a potential team where maybe we're not getting picked off of at the trade deadline, but maybe we're the ones that are doing the picking. Who do you think, or what, where is the hole in this roster that if you were playing GM, you know, where is that piece that you think we could make an upgrade at the trade deadline? And do you think the Royals will be massively active at the deadline, or what's your read on that? I know it's very, very early.
Very early.
I know,
Walker. It's way too early, man.
Pardon being that far ahead, but, dude, I'm excited, man. I think the Royals are in for a very special season. I guess if you had to answer that question, what's your hunch right now? Thank you.
I got you. Thanks for the phone call. You should be excited. Maintain that excitement. I've surprisingly been asked this question a bunch. For the first 15 games, man, you guys are ready to tear it apart or, you know, add to it. I mean, ideally, these are the 26 guys you play with all season, right? If I had to add something to this team, the answer is always pitching. So I would ask, right now I would add another reliever, another starter, yeah, make your pitching better. But I'm going to give you the answer I've given everybody, Walker. I'm sorry. Bring this back to the show when an injury befalls this squad. But until then, I'm not trying to move anybody out or replace anyone. Do I expect them to be active at the trade deadline? Again, man, I want them to maintain through May. Now, they're off to a great start. I can understand how some of you think, Vern, we're done with that. It's about the playoffs. It's about winning the division. I can't get there yet. I can't get there yet because of what I just mentioned. We haven't seen this team get dinged with injuries yet. I hope it never happens. But it's already crushed Chicago. I mean, they probably were going to stink regardless. But they've lost their three best bats already. They're cooked. They're done. Minnesota might be done. Carlos Correa, Royce Lewis, banged up. Going to be out at least, what, a month? I know they're trying to tell you it's good news on Correa. It's an oblique. That's not good news. Minnesota's offense might be cooked. The depth of this Royals organization will likely be tested. Let's see how they handle that first test. You know, maybe Daniel Lynch shows up and shoves. Maybe Chris Bubich returns and pitches well. Drew Waters, Nick Prado, Michael Massey. I'd like to give these guys a shot before we go outside the organization and part with a prospect or two. Walker, I love where your heart's at, though, man. I love the way you're thinking. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to Jack, who's in Buckner. Jack, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Was the Royals even up this series with the Mets, winning 11-7?
How you doing, bud?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Just sitting out here in the front porch. It's getting sunny.
Yes, it's getting warm.
Getting warm. I tell you what, it takes a lot of guts for the Royals. I wanted to see if they lost a game, if they could come back. And they show me something. They do. I've been a sports fan all my life. And as far as my favorite football player or baseball player,
I want to know who's meant more to you in your Kansas City sports fandom life. Who's meant more to you than Salvador Perez? Oh,
well, you want me to tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Marty Schottenheimer, when he come here to Kansas City and he got interviewed, he was shaking up with a can of pop in his hand. And I could tell that man had some balls. I could. And I knew that they was going to start winning. And that was the most exciting time of my life. Isn't that weird?
No, hey man, we all have those moments as sports fans where you know someone or something resonates.
All my life, and that turned me on more than anything else in my life. It did.
Right.
I could tell
the
Chiefs were losers for a long time, but the Royals showed me that they're a bunch of badass dogs today. They come back, and I love that manager. I love that manager.
Woo. Yeah, Q getting a lot of love. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jack. Go dig yourself, Jack. I like it, man. Way to get to where you need to be on this Saturday evening. Bobby Witt Jr. right now, top 10 still in Major League Baseball with an OPS north of 1,100. Let's run through a few of these text messages on the text line. The number's the same. Text line 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Stefan writes in, Vern, I grew up watching Ozzie Smith and Albert Pujols, etc. on the other side of the state. But I love Salvador Perez more than any of them. He's truly a transcendent and special player, Vern. We are lucky. Signed, Stefan. No doubt about it. I think I came maybe 2000. Nah, it was 2020. It was right when he came back, where I really started to appreciate who and what Salvador Perez is and what he means to this organization and to this game of baseball. I have too many text messages that I want to read, or else I could talk for hours about what Salvi symbolizes to me. I don't know if I've respected an athlete in my 20 years of covering sports as much as I respect Salvador Perez. Spike in St. Joe is happy with the boys playing some team baseball today. Spike, nice to hear from you. More votes. Sean and Waldo's putting Derek Thomas and Patrick Mahomes ahead of Salvador Perez. More Denny Matthews votes coming in from the 785. Pletch writing in. A little bummed out. Yeah, Pletch, Alec Marsh, he was just, getting a little too cute. Not attacking. Not being that aggressive guy we saw in Baltimore. All right, that's going to do it for us. James Howell, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning, 11:30, with a chance to win Royals tickets. Cole Reagans is on the hill. Enjoy your Saturday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking. Stay fair. And gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.